decisions will be for the good of our community.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, good afternoon. Before we get started with tonight's agenda, there have been a lot of rumors and accusations going around our community and over social media over the past few days concerning the possibility of a migrant processing facility. The City of Carlsbad has retained outside counsel Richard Olson with the office of Hinkle Shaner, LLC. And at this time, I'm going to ask that Mr. Olson address this issue, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. We have been retained to help look at this and give input to the city administration about this issue. So about 2 to 3 months ago, the city was informed by the owner of a facility here in Carlsbad regarding that facility being identified as a potential location for processing of migrant children. Children between the ages of 12 to 17 years old, prior to transfer of those children to their host families or sponsors. And then for the next 2 to 3 months, the city heard nothing further. About 1 to 2 weeks ago, the city was again contacted by the owner, who indicated now possibly this migrant processing center would be for family units with up to 72 hours stay before they were then moved on to their host families or sponsors in other parts of the country. First, let me emphasize there's been no contract entered into by anybody. There's been no contact by any governmental entity of the city regarding this issue. The city has reached out to Senator Heinrich's office about the issue and heard back today that there's no decision that's been made as to what facilities DHS might contract with. There's no decision made as to where the facilities might be located, whether it be located in Carlsbad or where they might be located. The Senator Heinrich's office has also informed the city that as DHS moves through the process, they'll brief the congressional delegation, local and state governments, and non-governmental organizations about the process and keep them in the loop. We've been asked to review and consult with the city administration and to particularly assess what input the city might have to influence the impact on the community of such a facility if, in fact, it might be located in Carlsbad. Again, I want to emphasize there is no contract. There's no decisions that have been made. There's been no contact by the federal government of the city. Just this fact that the city's been informed by the owner of this facility that is being looked at as the potential location for this migrant processing facility. So it's pretty fluid. There's a lot of things that aren't known yet. We're trying to assist the city in trying to get some information. And Mr. Mayor, members of the council, that's what I have to report so far.
Does the council have any questions for Mr. Olson? Is there anybody in the audience that would have questions for Mr. Olson or would like to make a statement?
I have a question, Mayor.
Commissioner? Would you address the podium, please?
Sure. I'm Commissioner of District 1, which is where the facility would probably be located. So I have a great concern for that. And you stated that the first statement you made was that it would be 12 to 17 year old kids, and then you said family. Is there a change between?
It sounds like it's sort of fluid. My understanding is initially it was 12 to 17 year old kids, and the last information that the city received was family units. Moms, dads, kids.
So that's changed.
It sounds like it's changed a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Another question that I have is that, my understanding, this would be a processing out center where the people would be brought in to be processed out to go to wherever they're going to go.
That's the understanding the city has to this point.
Okay. Once they're brought, they're probably brought in by the government, but once they're processed out, what would be the procedures and process of them leaving that facility? Are they going to be put on to government transport vehicles and transported out? Are they going to be turned loose to go to catch a public bus? What is that process?
That I can't tell you right now because I really don't know. I mean, we've been looking at sort of what they're doing, and again, it's pretty fluid. It looks like there's executive orders, and there's a lot of movement around on this thing right now. So I really can't answer that question. I don't want to try and give an answer because I just don't know the answer.
Mr. Olson, I might say that from what the contractors told us is that once they were processed, they would either go back to El Paso to catch a plane, or Roswell to catch a plane, or probably Hobbs.
But the government but would transport them.
They would be transported by the government.
Okay, so they wouldn't be just turned loose into our community?
No. I'll let John Lowe answer that.
Mayor, members of the council, we would, if there was a permit that needed to be pulled or we needed to inspect it, we would definitely inspect it. As far as from a health and safety, I think that would be the environment department would provide those kind of services. If it was a building permit, something like that, the city would be responsible for that.
I know in some of the communities in Texas where these types of facilities have been located, there have been some real problems in that. And I would hate to see our community
I agree with that statement.
Is there anyone else in the audience? Yes. Will you approach the podium and state your name, please?
My name is
Dave. Why don't you come up to the podium?
My name is Dee Ingram, and I live by that facility where it's going to go in. And my concern is, how are you going to know how they're coming and going? There's no, you know, it was a man camp. How are we going to know if they leave the facility and if they come back? That's my neighborhood. That's my backyard. And that is a great concern because that area already has enough issues. And now to bring in some that, how is that going to be addressed?
I can't answer that. That's something we're going to have to look into. I mean, I understand the issue. But I'm not sure what contractual guidelines the Department of Homeland Security might have with whoever's running it.
Well, that's what I would like to know because that's my backyard they'll be coming into. And I just want to know what is going to be put in place for us to know that what you're, you know, if this goes through, what's going to protect us?
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Randy Counts, and I've lived here all my life. And I heard you say that's already changed somewhat from the 12-year-olds to 17 now family. What's going to prevent it from continuing to change once they get their foot in the door? And if it does change, how do we know these people are don't have COVID, for one? Are we going to end up with the whole facility with COVID? If we do, can the city handle that? hospitals and medical staff staffed up to handle something like that. You know, that's a definite concern, because they're, I don't think they're being tested when they're coming over, and I think the federal government voted the other day not to test them. So, you know, we're having to be tested all the time, but why don't we hold them to the same standards?
Well, it should be.
But it, can we enforce that? Do we have any say at all about how to enforce that?
You know, all we've dealt with so far is the contractor. So we haven't even met with the federal government. So we did express our concern to the senator about that, and he said that if it did come, he would guarantee that they would be tested before they ever left the facility in El Paso. Well, so that's as far as we know, right there.
That's good to know, because, you know, of course you hear everything, but we hear that COVID's just running rampant with those people coming across. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about the American idea, but I think we got to do it legally.
Yes.
The right way, and process people before they get here. But I'm afraid that once they get established, we're going to have a can of worms we can't close.
So that's yeah. We agree. Thank you. Anyone else? Yeah.
Mayor.
Oh.
If I could, Mayor.
Council.
I have the same problem Randy has. I worry about, you know, where the people that are going to be working there are going to be citizens like us, and they're going to be coming into our community. And I worry, you know, I hope mm-hmm. they're being tested. I understand some people say they're not, but we hope they are. That's all mm-hmm. I hope for.
Yeah.
So we, you know, the bottom line is I hope they're tested and they're in good shape, yeah. Just like we are.
Okay, so, thank you. Okay.
Thank you. And I have concern because Carlsbad doesn't have the infrastructure to handle the population that we have here now. Shelves are always empty. You know, where are they going to get supplies? Where are they going to get their medical supplies? Where are they going to get their groceries? You know, schooling, I know it says 72 hours, but you know as well as I do at the border, it ain't processing them people in 72 hours. So it's going to be more like two weeks to a month in reality.
Exactly.
Our sewer system, I mean, I'm sure Man Camp, I'm guessing it's just what's the word? I just went blank. Septic systems, but that still has to get dumped and pumped sometimes depending on their setup. This community is already hurt on the infrastructure. We bring more people into this. I mean, we don't have the resources. So I know, and I've been told too, if the federal government wants to do it, it doesn't matter what we think or say or whatever. The federal government can do whatever they want to do. So what is the steps as a community that we can take to stop that?
That's why we have the legal counsel.
Well, that's my concern.
Thank you. Anyone else? Yes, Counselor.
Okay, I'm not real familiar with that particular as far as the logistics of their setup, but I'm sure at one point it was full to the brim. Were there ever any issues with the sewage system or anything like that before?
You want to answer that, John?
Mayor, members of the council, we had not had any concerns regarding the septic or water system out there. Excuse me, it's not septic, it's on the sewer, city sewer system.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured. I figured it was on the city sewer system. Mm-hmm. Did we have complaints of surrounding areas of neighborhoods that said maybe their water pressure was lower or their water pressure in general was lower?
Councilman, I have not received any phone call during my time in administration with concerns from the neighborhood during that time.
So if it becomes full of immigrants, then there won't be any issue. There shouldn't, right?
I don't know how many people.
Because it's already been.
We don't know how many people, what the capacity is.
It's already been proven because that was a Man Camp prior. It was full of individuals working, and they were using the septic system there. So I think that maybe, you know, there's a lot of innuendo going on. And, you know, I'm really certain that if the government, the federal government, has the mind to mandate COVID tests for its own citizens, then I believe that they'll do that for these immigrants to protect us. I think what's happening is that this innuendo that's going on, it's causing panic. And as far as the food supply going out there, I'm sure that the federal government is going to be doing that, supplying their food. I don't think they're going to jump in a car and go to Walmart and disrupt our shopping any more than I mean, the oil boom, when they were here, you couldn't find food. You couldn't find certain items when you needed them. So we're pretty resilient, and we've already gone through that kind of thing. Not that it's going to happen with this camp. I'm almost positive of it, because the federal government will be supplying their needs. So I think we just need to calm down, and we need to not add gas. That's just where my mind is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Counselor. Anyone else? Yeah, Randy.
Yeah, I'd like to just comment on something she's saying about the sanitary facility, the sewer and everything. The fact of the matter is, most of those people don't have the same sanitary conditions that we do, and they're not used to using them. So a lot of places you go in and you find the toilet paper stacked in the corner instead of flushed down the road. So there's definitely a concern about that. So,
Okay, let's go to the counselor first.
That's a little insulting. Okay? No, wait. I let you have your say. Okay? That's a little kind of going off the deep end there. Okay? They're not going to come to your house and use your facilities. And I'm sure they're going to have plenty of people to clean up after them over there. Okay? So they're human beings, just like you, just like me, just like. Well, I understand that. I'm not arguing that point. Okay, I'm not arguing that point. We're getting off the track here. No, I'm not. Well, that just goes to show that you can't see further than right here. All right. You win.
Okay. Lucas, you had something.
Yeah.
Hey, Lucas, would you come up to the podium?
Oh, I can say that, and I just did. Now, let's talk about COVID, and let's talk about me. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I work at WIP. I work with a contractor. I clean. Okay? I have been out there working through this whole mess with COVID. Okay? So if you just follow what the doctors and the experts say, then things are going to be fine. Now, that's not to guarantee that you're not going to get COVID, because you can be as careful as you want, but at least your chances will be better. So that's who I am.
Okay, thank you. Counselor?
Mayor, if you may, I'd like to, in order to put an end to this, I believe our initial purpose was to convey things that we know. We've ventured off into opinions and personal feelings. There's not any more information that we can provide. I would like to see us move forward.
Okay, thank you, Counselor. Mr. Olson, did you have anything, any other thing you wanted to add?
No, sir. I mean, I think the comments, Ms. Tripp, my associate's been writing them down, and there's been some legitimate issues raised that frankly, I mean, mm-hmm. there's some information we need to proceed and try and obtain, and we'll work at that and so that we can advise the city appropriately.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council.
Okay. That'll move us to number one on the agenda, approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. But I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly explain C1.
Mayor, members of the council, C1 is a request to advertise to bid a golf cart lease. The city is looking at leasing 45 electric golf carts for public use at Lake Carlsbad Golf Course. Our current lease expires in May of 2022, mm-hmm. but they are in short supply throughout the country. So we want to get ahead of that and go ahead and submit that advertised so we make sure we have a fleet become April 2022.
Right. Questions or comments from the council?
I'd move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of a request from Carlsbad Main Street to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city streets during the On Target Firefighter Combat Challenge. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. This request is from the City Fire Department. They have been approved to host the On Target Firefighter Combat Challenge on Friday and Saturday, October 1st and 2nd, 2021. As part of this event, Carlsbad Main Street wishes to have alcohol service, beer and wine, provided by Milton's Brewing from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, October 1st, and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, October 2nd. A beer garden located on Mermod Street outside of Milton's Brewing will be set up. This will be an extension of the existing patio area that Milton's Brewing regularly serves alcohol in currently. The beer garden will be set up by a licensed alcohol server and will be cordoned off from the rest of the event area. The beer garden will also have only one controlled entrance for attendees and security will be provided. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older, and entrants must provide a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be a requirement to purchase beer or liquor within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated beer garden area. The Planning Department and City staff recommend approval if it is the will of the Council to allow beer and liquor sales and consumption within a beer garden located on city streets. City staff recommends the following requirements. The alcohol server obtained all required licenses and permits. Main Street and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of service area, carding customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Main Street and the alcohol server shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in an amount to be approved by the city administrator. And I'll stand for questions.
Questions or comments from the council? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I would move for approval with a heavy heart and knowing that Janelle would have voted against this.
But that's right.
I do move for approval, but I do remember my dear and lovely friend.
Yeah. I will second my dear and lovely friend, too.
You're right, she would have said no.
We have a motion.
Lisa.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number four, consider approval of a request from Carlsbad Main Street to serve alcohol, beer, and liquor on city streets during the Stranded concert at the Cavern Theater. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Carlsbad Main Street wishes to host a concert by the band Stranded at the Cavern Theater on Friday, September 10th, 2021. This event will be from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the area around the Cavern Theater, Canyon Street between Stevens Street and Shaw Street. As part of this event, Carlsbad Main Street wishes to have alcohol service, beer and liquor, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. in a beer garden located on Canyon Street just south of the Cavern Theater towards Stevens Street. The beer garden will be set up by a licensed alcohol server, Cal Shade Western, and will be cordoned off from the rest of the concert area. The beer garden will also only have one controlled entrance for attendees, and security will be provided by the Shade Western. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older, and entrants must provide a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be required to purchase beer or liquor within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated beer garden area. City staff and administration recommend approval of this request with the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Main Street and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of service area, carding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Main Street and the alcohol server shall name the city of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in an amount to be approved by the city administrator.
Questions or comments from Mr. Patterson? Thank you, Mr. Patterson.
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of request from Milton's Brewery to serve alcohol, beer, and wine on city streets during Milton's Brewing 5th anniversary. Again, Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. Milton's Brewing wishes to host their 5th anniversary celebration on Saturday, September 25th, 2021. This event will be from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. along Mermod Street and Canyon Street. As part of this event, Milton's Brewing plans for food trucks, local vendors, and a cornhole tournament, along with alcohol service, beer, and wine. The beer garden will be set up by a licensed alcohol server and will be cordoned off. The beer garden will also have only one controlled entrance for attendees, and security will be provided. Entrance to the beer garden will only be available to those 21 years or older. An entrant must provide a valid ID as proof of age. All approved entrants will be given a bracelet to wear and will be required to purchase beer or wine within the beer garden. All designated drivers that enter the beer garden will be given a separate bracelet as identification. No alcohol will be allowed to be taken out of the designated beer garden area. City staff and administration recommend approval with the following requirements. The alcohol server obtain all required licenses and permits. Milton's Brewing and the alcohol server comply with all laws, rules, regulations, requirements, and restrictions for service at the location, included but not limited to fencing of the serving area, carding of customers, and providing appropriate security. Both Milton's Brewing shall name the City of Carlsbad as an additional insured on their general liability insurance and liquor server insurance in an amount to be approved by the City Administrator.
Question for Mr. Patterson, Mayor, Councilor.
Jeff, what day is this on?
It's September 25th, Saturday. Mm-hmm.
10 o'clock in the morning is pretty early, isn't it? Unless they have interviews.
It's from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, kind of early, but anyway, Milton's a good place.
I guess it depends on your mood that day.
Councilor?
Jeff, if I may, that's a pretty wide area. Not the entire area will be the beer garden. If there's a cornhole tournament, will young people under the age be allowed within that whited out area, or is the entire area going to be a 21 and over?
The map doesn't really show where the beer garden will be located, but I think the applicant is here and he can probably answer that.
Yeah, will you state your name for the record, please?
Lucas Middleton with Milton's Brewing. Thank you, Council and the Mayor. So, yes, this is for our fifth anniversary. What we were in hopes to do is shut it down to celebrate our fifth anniversary of being in this town. In the past, we haven't celebrated the last two due to different concerns. So I wanted to make this a big one. It talked about the 21 and older, but I wanted it to also be a family event because there will be food trucks and local vendors and out-of-city vendors. So what we are going to do is hire security outside of us, and they're the ones doing all the IDing. Mm. And so the way it'll work is alcohol being served will only be served with people with IDs, bracelets. And if they don't have a bracelet, they will not be served. Anybody that has something with, say they have a beer in their hand without a bracelet, it'll be taken away. And so we just wanted to keep it, more family. But yes, it's this whole area, so I know the concern about the cornhole tournament. And it states with the law, you can have people under the age of 21 in a brewery, but it has to be accompanied by an adult. So they would have to be accompanied by an adult. They could not, if they were under 21, they could not come in for the tournament or anything unless their adult was with them or their significant other. So.
Does the council have any questions? Yeah, thank you. Further questions from the council?
Mayor, I think the last three requests demonstrate how excited we are to be doing events again. So I would make a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of resolution 2021-42, a resolution authorizing the acceptance of capital appropriation funds for Bataan Sanitary Sewer Lift Station renovation. Mr. Cass.
Good evening, council members, Mr. Mayor. This request is to authorize the acceptance of the grant of $1.4 million through the capital outlay program. This will allow us to rehab the current lift station at Bataan Bridge and to install a new force main sewer line. These kinds of things are exactly what the ICIP is about later tonight, and that's the fruits of that kind of labor. I just want to say that, but this is a really great project and a great need in our city. I would stand for questions.
That'll be a new building over it too?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That will get rid of the dilapidated structure that's there over the current lift station and modernize it all.
Good. Any questions from the council? Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Thank you.
I move for approval, Mayor.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution 2021-43, a resolution authorizing the acceptance of capital appropriation funds for the Old Cavern Highway Sewer Extension Project. Mr. Cass.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, Council. This is again capital outlay money that we're asking you to authorize the acceptance of. This will allow us to extend a new sewer line from Ferris down Ferris Street around the corner and to Chapman Road. It's $2.7 million, no match required on either one of these, and just seeking your approval to accept this money.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor, I have one question. Casey, are they going to tear up Old Cavern again when they do this?
Yes, sir.
Are they going to? Is the county going to come in and repave it?
No, sir. We will. It's our road. Yes, sir.
Not maybe the county.
No, it's our intent to do the water, sewer, and road at the same time.
Great.
So to make just one fairly substantial impact to the area, but get it done.
And you did mention no matching funds.
No matching funds. That's correct. That's what's great about this money. We don't have to give any.
Thank you, Mr. Cass.
Here, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Number eight, consider approval of resolution 2021-44, a resolution adopting the FY 2023-2027 Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan, ICIP. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council members. Before you is the resolution 2021-44, which will supersede resolution 2020-33 of last year. So the preliminary list was brought before you on August 10th for review. We did have one change, one additional project, so now there will be 58 total projects, 53 municipality ICIP projects, and 5 senior center projects. The additional project that was added was the 6 Mile Dam Recreation Area. There are some funding sources that are coming available that will be perfect for that under those programs. Once the ICIP is approved tonight, the next step is to enter the projects into the state's database, and the deadline is September 17th, and October 2nd is the Senior Center projects deadline. So if you have any questions.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor,
Councilor?
If I could, Ms. Tesla, whatever happened to, I talked with Casey about this earlier today, when a project doesn't happen, like the trash trucks, the what are they, when you transfer them off, like Artesia has.
Transfer station.
That was in a project at one time, and it disappeared, right? Because of air flights overhead, right, Casey? And shouldn't that be on the list somewhere to stop all the littering that we have going on? It just seemed like that got lost somewhere, and it wasn't during my time when that got lost, but it seemed like we really need that, but I know it's already done, and it's we need to throw that on the back burner somewhere. So, anyway.
And Mr. Lowe, did you have a comment on that?
No, I know that a transfer station was studied about 5 years ago, and it was determined at the time there was the funding and the need didn't support each other, mm-hmm. So therefore it was taken off the list, but we could always revisit that again in the
okay.
future, Mayor Jenway.
Okay.
Thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Further questions for Ms. Testa? Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
Mayor, I like this list. I'm most appreciative of the work that's going to be going on at the Alejandro Ruiz Senior Citizen Center, and I'm really looking forward to being able to occupy that and getting our folks over there with adequate parking, giving them a place to reconvene once we're through this COVID mess and bring some happiness back to our folks.
Good. Thank you.
I would move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Number 9, council committee reports. Does any councilor have any updates they want to bring?
Mayor, we are through the census working on the possibility of a challenge to the number that we had
based
on a 10% vacancy rate, which I do not believe is accurate given the fact that we had 8 pickups parked at any house that was available for rent. So we're looking at the vehicle by which we might be able to challenge that. We've asked the city for some help, and I believe that help is forthcoming.
We have asked both United States senators for help on this, and they both promised that they would. So we'll see.
And I want everyone to understand that every soul we can count adds another $2,700 to the money that we have to support the infrastructure that's so important to Carlsbad so we can continue to grow and expand. But without those numbers, our infrastructure continues to be worked upon, but with insufficient funding. So we need that number. We need those counts. Mm-hmm. So we can get those dollars to have the money we need.
Exactly. Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 10, and I'd call on Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn.
A second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
We're adjourned.